This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Killed, 50 others injured. Sad, sad, sad. Amtrak train derailed in Montana. Wow. In the meantime, many people complaining about the price of food. Eggs on the list of some, and others complaining about just food in general and how much it costs by the time they leave the store. And booster shots. Yay, nay. Will you get one? Are you even on the list? And how about infrastructure? Boy, a ton's happening this week. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for joining us, whether it's your first time or you've been here many, many times. We've rolled out the red carpet for you. So infrastructure will be part of what will be talked about this week. The challenges, right? The challenge is this. Cut the crap and forget trying to stuff it with everything you can imagine that's a special interest for the Democrats, because this is their baby, and just get the basics. Sometimes simple is better. Wouldn't it be better to just get this approved that fixes, that's money toward bridges and roads and the basic infrastructure, and then have a separate situation for the rest? Well, supposedly that's what's going to happen, or was discussed as a possibility. But then the arguments broke out about, no, 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 no. It has to have everything in it, or we're not going to pass it. Every day is an arm wrestling match, at least virtually, on the Hill, between everybody who's on one side and everybody's on the other side. And the bottom line is, you and I get squeezed no matter what, because we're the in-betweens. We're the people. We elected those people. Think about that. Think about that someday when you're pondering why this didn't happen, why that didn't happen, what's frustrating, right? I'm not saying everything's bad, right? I'm all about states' rights. I'm a Tom Jefferson kind of person. But the federal government, when done correctly, is necessary. And if you look back at the Constitution, boy, it is a beautiful document, but not when it's mangled. So, coronavirus booster shots and the vaccine just in general. The president has said that 20 million people could get boosters immediately because they had gotten their second Pfizer-BioNTech shot 6 months ago. 60 million on this list that are going to be eligible for the third Pfizer shot over the coming months. But those people have to be 65. They have to be some people that are in long-term care facilities, adults who have medical conditions. They would qualify for the virus, including people at greater risk of exposure to the virus because of their jobs. So millions of people, again, have been left out, now have become sort of eligible for a third shot. It's very confusing, right? But what about the rest of us? So what if you did get the shots? Does it make you nervous? See, there's all kinds of sides to this. Does it make you nervous that, well, wait a second, how effective was it? It's supposed to be effective for a year, but now there's booster shots because it needs to be more effective because it's not quite as effective. And then this is my favorite discussion, probably in your neighborhood. This is a big discussion with people I know. I know people that didn't get vaccinated got sick as all get out, got vaccinated before, after they recovered from COVID. I know people that got vaccinated right away because they had gotten COVID and said it was hellish. I know any flavor out there on this side of it, personally, in my life, whether I was doing this or not, I know. But I know this conversation has been so interesting to me. Who got the better shots? We're still talking about who got the better shots. What's more effective? Because we can't get a booster. We're not in that age group. Is it Moderna? Is Moderna more effective? Isn't that what they're saying? Isn't that what I've read? Is it more effective than Pfizer? And see, that's partly because of how things were rolled out in the beginning, right? What is more effective? Who knows? Who knows how your body reacts to all of this? Is it really an exact science? Of course it's not, right? Of course it's not an exact science. It's challenging times. We are in challenging times. That's where we all sit, in making decisions that affect your life and that affect your family's lives. Depending on, you know, of course, how old your family is, meaning do you have kids still under your roof, or are they off on college campuses? Are they well beyond those college years and you're thinking about children and grandchildren? And, you know, again, it's the humanity part of all of this. That's where it's at. All right, I have to do a follow-up at the top because there were so many of you that are curious about the story, who are sickened by it, and who wanted an update, who asked for what's happening in this story of Brian and Gabby, Brian Landry and Gabby Petito, whose remains were found in Wyoming. And now the family says he's at some reserve or something, and the FBI went to his family's house, asked for things to help with DNA matching, and they were searching for him in a swamp where they say there's no way anybody survived this. And so the big question mark is, where is he and did he do it? I mean, that's it. And the fascination with this, I think, is partially because the fascination America has with crime, with twisted, sickening, horrible stories of what sometimes happens, what sometimes goes wrong. That's why true crime podcasts are so hot. But there was just this terrible recording that revealed some disturbing details that police were told before the van stopped and people were reporting what was happening. Was it a domestic violence situation, which is what it sounded like anyway, right? When the day supposedly of the incident, right? So the police pulled over Brian Landry and Gabby Petito and appeared to zero in on her as the aggressor. That's what the radio transmission was showing. That a male hit a female domestic, blah, blah, blah. He got into a van, blah, blah, blah. And that there were allegations that that he had been the aggressor. But it seemed like at first the police didn't know about the witnesses' claims because it sounded like the opposite. Ugh. So here they had the encounter with them, and then they're off, and then the rest is sad history, I guess, at this point. And people are just incredibly pulled into this story and the fact that, you know, he's gone without a trace. Gone without a trace. And the officers involved may get some disciplinary action, they say, in Utah. Because under Utah law, officers are required to make an arrest or issue a citation when they have probable cause to believe that an act of domestic violence has been committed, and that didn't happen. The 911 call revealed that he was seen hitting and slapping her before her disappearance. Wow.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage, given recent headlines, and seems likely, and at any moment? That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
He's written a book called The Book of Enoch. And Efren, thanks so much for coming on. And I want to, at the top of this, tell everybody, because I think it's fascinating. I talk a lot about the oil business on the show. And, in fact, I'm like the voice of NPECA, which is the National Petroleum Energy Credit Association. So I'm fascinated by what goes on there. And you're a mechanic. I mean, you're right there in the thick of it, right, in Midland, Texas. What's that like?
Well, I mean, I've been doing this for quite a while. I mean, it's just a day and night job.
It
never ends.
I was going to say that it never ends, but thank goodness it never ends, huh? It's interesting. You meet all kinds of people in the job that you do, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, people from all over the United States and even overseas.
Yeah, interesting. All right, so in your spare time, when you're, you know, it's day and night, like you say, you've written this book, The Book of Enoch. Tell us about the book. What made you write it?
Well, The Book of Enoch is the continuation of Genesis 6, where it says that Enoch walked with God and talked with God, and one day Enoch disappeared. And that disappeared is where... Well, we take off with the Book of Enoch, because the Book of Enoch is the oldest book ever written, and I'm just explaining it. And when he disappeared, he reappeared, but he reappeared somewhere else, inside a spaceship.
So in the book, too, you focus on, you think of it's like the timing of the moon, the sun, the earth, like you said, spaceships, earth, dinosaurs, all of that. What people don't know it very well, do they?
No. This is the beginning of, even though it's a story of Enoch, it still tells us a little bit of history and what's happening and why it happened. And, it explains that all in Enoch. And, and the main focus of Enoch is timing of the sun, the moon, and the earth. And so, we can keep timing so it'll benefit man. mankind, and that's the main focus on it. But it includes all the stuff that that is happening at his time, which includes the angels, includes aliens, includes the Nephilims. I mean, it has a lot of subjects, and it explains a lot of stuff that people today don't know that happened when Enoch disappeared. I mean, the reason Enoch disappeared and what we have in the Bible in Genesis 6, it does not tell us the whole story, just that simple story that, I mean, not 6, but Genesis 5, that Enoch disappeared.
So what made, you know, as I said, I know what made you write the book, but what do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Well, people, I mean, they will receive a lot of knowledge of the things that happened, and one of the things that that we need to know is timing. And once we get everything timing, everything works perfect for us. Everything it keeps us away from the bad things and brings us the good things in our future. And I hope that people can go that far where they can adjust their life to the timing of Enoch, where everything becomes like an utopian society instead of all these bad things happening around the world and the news being bad news, for the news to start becoming good news all over the world. And since everything is focused upon Earth, whatever happens on Earth, it also happens in heaven. I mean, we are all connected, according to Enoch there, and those are some of the things that I hope people reading it will capture, where their life will be transformed for the better, and I mean, it'll be better, better, and better in their life.
All right, so your book is transformative, as you say, filling in the blanks, the utopian society, all that sounds good. Will you do any kind of a follow-up, or are you going to write any other books?
Well, I will write other books, but the book of Enoch and another book that we're not mentioning here, which is the book of El Shaddai, two books that that I was given by an angel to work on and to fix, and this angel, I mean, you can call him an alien if you want to, because he was not from this world. I mean, he disappeared on me in front of my own eyes, so he was not from this world, and he gave me the work to do, and he said, after you finish this work, we're gonna bring something else for you, and I'm ready for that something else now.
Wow, when you tell people that, what do they say?
Somehow surprised, and some don't know what to say, but still, I mean, it happened to me, and I mean, as far as I can remember, since 2 years old, I mean, I can't remember 2, but I can remember 5. I mean, I've been talking to angels and I've been hearing the voice of God ever since. And every time I hear the voice of God, I know there's something new and new coming. And I just got to be prepared to get on it.
All right. So Efren Gamboa, thank you so much. The Book of Enoch. Again, you can get that where books are, great books are sold, Amazon, you know, Barnes & Noble, wherever. Efren, thank you so much for sharing your experience, and we appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you. It's my privilege.
All right, how about that? I love it that he's there in the fields, has worked that job forever and a day. I've been down to Midland, and I've seen what that's like. And we've had people on the show that, like Efren, have talked about being given directions or things that they swear they were visited by somebody not of the world. Like he said, I know it's somebody not of the world. I know it's angels. That's it's interesting, the debate over what happens when people sleep when they're giving given messages, and what does it all mean? And we certainly have talked to lots of people on this show. I'd probably say over the 15 years I've done the show, maybe of all the people that we've talked to, maybe a dozen have said that, a dozen or so. All right, moving from Efren and Midland, Texas, to drive-through service speeds. This was interesting to me. Drive-throughs couldn't be more popular. In fact, some restaurants, because of the pandemic and not being able to hire people back, are talking about not even having, you know, just having drive-throughs, that not really having a restaurant where people go and sit down, meaning some of the major chains. So the drive-through service speeds were looked at and were studied by QSR Magazine. And you know what they found? They found that Taco Bell leads the pack in speed. When you drive up to the window, the average time to get your order, 268 seconds. That is crazy. 268 seconds. Then you have, you've got KFC, 272 seconds. Carl's Jr., 283 seconds. So you pull up to a Hardee's or a Carl's Jr. If you go to Dunkin' and you want your coffee and your donuts or whatever, it's like 295. Then it gets trickier because I think the lines even get bigger. The line average seconds for Wendy's, and this is just this study, 341 seconds. Burger King, 359. Arby's, 374 seconds. You go to a Starbucks, 409 seconds. Yeah. And this is the part I thought was really interesting. Chick-fil-A notches 100% order accuracy versus 86.7% at Taco Bell. So, you know, Taco Bell might have the speedy way to wait on you, but are you getting everything that you order? I'm just saying. Or are you getting other things that you didn't order and, you know, you drive away and you have no idea? So even pre-pandemic, some 70% of the fast food sales came from the driver's seat, basically. It's the, you know, it's the drive-through thing. Fast food is the drive-through. I mean, that's it. Most people aren't necessarily sitting down. Some places, they have four lanes. It's crazy. They have people outside taking orders. I know that happens a lot at Chick-fil-A. But just think about that for a second. 268 seconds when you go through Taco Bell. Chick-fil-A, 541 seconds as you go through. That's how long it takes. Crazy they can measure that, isn't it? Wild. Stay with us.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A 14-member NTSB team of investigators has arrived at the site of Saturday's deadly Amtrak derailment in a remote part of northern Montana. It killed three people. Dozens of other passengers were hurt. Five people injured, still hospitalized. And again, that investigative team showed up a few hours ago. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says she is backing the boosters for those who work in high-risk environments because millions of Americans are not vaccinated. vaccinated, and those frontline workers need to be protected.
That includes people in homeless shelters, people in group homes, people in prisons.
Democrats have been saying that Republicans just simply did not want police reform, and that's why it's failed for now on Capitol Hill. But Republican Senator Tim Scott says the push for police reform failed because Democrats were fighting to actually defund the police. This is USA Radio News. A funeral was held for 22-year-old Gabby Petito on New York's Long Island today. She's the woman who disappeared and was later found dead after going on a trip across country with her fiancé, Brian Laundry. Meanwhile, search crews from more than a dozen agencies have been back in a swampland in South Florida looking for Laundry, who's still on the run.
Agencies are issuing search warrants for data, whether it be social media or some other investigative means.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says orders he issued are the only thing stopping illegal immigration in his state. He spoke on Fox News Sunday, the Republican governor saying the Biden administration has left Texas with no choice, even though immigration is usually handled on the federal level. He says the Haitian migrants wouldn't have been in the situation they were in if the administration was upholding immigration laws. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Burgess is in our virtual green room right now. He's in Sydney, Australia. And every time I talk to John Burgess, I just want to see if I could live on his property so he can tell me more stories and make me want to travel even more. You have to get this book. It's called What's the Story? And John and Jenny have been on so many adventures, and they pull you right into it in his book. And by the way, I want to say this at the top. All roads lead to www.johnburgessauthor.com. You can find out more about John, and of course you can get his book there. So John, thanks once again for coming on. Tell me about What's the Story, because this is your latest book, and you've had so many adventures, and I know that you write about them. Was it fun for you to write this book?
It was a great book to write because the memories were fresh. And the idea really was to ensure that I captured the reality rather than the figment of imagination, what the stories may have been. These were actual stories, and I've always kept a diary as I travel. I generally have a camera, or Jenny, my wife, has a camera, and in turn, we are able to, I feel, bring the reader, hopefully, into a position where they don't feel that they are just reading something from afar. They feel that they are also included within the context of the book.
Oh, yeah, that's why I said you feel like you're getting pulled right into it. And, you know, even on the cover, I just said that to you, that I am such a huge giraffe lover. If I opened the door to my house and you were here, you would see the various giraffes that I have. Not live ones, of course. And your cover is so interesting with the giraffe on the front. And I know you mentioned going on a safari in Botswana. What was that like?
That was very interesting indeed, because we went with the idea of going into the Okavango Delta. There's a reason for that, and that was that I, as a meat salesman, when I was living in London, was responsible for the marketing of all the meat that came out of that part of Africa that was destined for the European markets. And I always said that it sounded so interesting, I must go there. And it's a time of the year, of course, because of the monsoons or their equivalent. And to capture the bird life, the wildlife, and to be guided by local people, not by white safari operators, but by the local African people in their own companies and businesses. And you're able then to get them aside, which I did many a time. And because they felt and saw that I had an affinity for the land, having been a farmer, and I had an affinity for wildlife because of the way that we lived in New Zealand and I worked in Australia, they were very keen on showing me more. So I felt very spoilt. And then out of that came some wonderful instances, particularly you've got lions all around you and you get a flat tire and you've all got to hop off the four-wheel drive and be very wary while the tire is changed. And the lions sort of eye you. Now, they probably wouldn't touch you, but just being there and getting that feeling is very special.
Boy, I bet it's very special. And that certainly doesn't even cover half of the book. Another thing that you told me about off the air that I think people would find so fascinating is your time in Cuba. What was that like? And that was when Castro was in power.
That was one of the most wonderful trips. To the extent was, it was way beyond expectation. It was nothing really like I had been reading about in the press, remembering that most of the conservative press in Australia and America were anti-Castro. Now, Castro was a communist of sorts, but he was an exceptional person. To the extent was that he was able to transform the country to the extent that everybody was taught to read and write. And by so doing, he also was able then to have his own people become doctors and specialists, and he would send them to other countries like Switzerland, etc., and then bring them back again to help his people. Now, that doesn't make me a believer in communism, but it does give me a view of the alternatives, if properly handled, can bring about, shall we say, the betterment of lives of many people. And in my view, I don't believe in what Castro exactly has done, but I believe in the principle that it's enabling people who are less fortunate to have opportunities that if they are left in the old-fashioned way that they were governed by dictators, where they were kept down and put down and enslaved, they were enslaved, Castro stopped all that. And that's a good thing. And I think that today, looking at Cuba, being when I was there and how it is now, there is change coming for the better. Not to say that I didn't really enjoy going from one end of Cuba to the other and talking to the people. A little instance, we were right at the very, 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 very eastern end of Cuba, the last town, and we were listening to some children singing. So we walked along the road and walked in, and the teachers welcomed us and asked us to come and meet all their classroom and their children. Now, every child was in uniform. Every child was immaculately clean. And I thought that was something that we don't really see or get put out by the Western press.
Boy, that's the truth. How fascinating. Again, the fact that you were able to be there in that era and what you saw, and you could hear the joy in your voice. It's like you were going back in time to Cuba, which is what's the story is about. And you can get the book by going to www.johnburgessauthor.com or amazon.com has it as well. How about the revolution in Mexico? I have to say, I can't imagine being in the middle or near a revolution. And Jenny is a very brave woman. What was that like?
We were driving. We'd hired a car, and I had my daughter with me. She was at Georgetown University, and it was vacation time, so she traveled with us. And we drove from the start of the I'm just trying to get my mind around exactly the geographics, but we drove down. We were going to a place called San Cristobal. I apologize for the lack there of my memory, but it was a trip that Jenny had planned, and I believe that going to see the old Inca and other ruins brought back how long actually civilization has been in many of those areas. And there is a lot still to be discovered there. So when we got to a certain stage that we saw that we were being watched by people with standing high on platforms, and we wondered why we were being watched. We kept driving, and then a car pulled up and said, "Don't go any further ahead. There has been a revolution, and last night 8 people were shot just down the road."
Wow.
So we wondered whether we should keep going or not. We decided to keep going, and then out of the long undergrowth arose a lot of soldiers with their guns pointed at us, and then we were told to get out of our car. It was thoroughly searched, and it was quite scary, and we were told that we had to go back the way we'd come because of the army trying to put down the revolution that had just broken out.
Perfect place to end this. John Burgess, thank you again so much.
Thank you, Kate. And don't forget book 3.
Yes, book 3 is coming up, and you have, we don't want to give away too much, but I know you have an incredible story about Egypt in it, and talking about traveling down the Nile, which has always been on my list, and who knows if any of us will get to experience some of what you experienced there.
Thank you, Kate. Look forward to hearing from you in the near future.
Thanks, John.
Bye.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
As we round the final bend, so to speak, or turn for this hour of the show, a couple of things to take away. Wow, about that Amtrak derailing. One of the saddest stories, seeing the people in Montana on Saturday afternoon just grabbing their stuff and walking away, but some that just couldn't do that. I mean, three people killed, 50 others injured in this horrible scene. And I've ridden many, many Amtrak trains. Probably some of you have ridden trains. You just don't think about it, right? Eight cars on what they call the Empire Builder train derailed. I want to say it was about 4 o'clock on Saturday near Joplin, Montana. So if you were trying to wonder where that is, it's about 200 miles north of Helena. There were 141 passengers, 16 crew members on board. The train had 2 locomotives and 10 cars. And of course, they sorted it all out, and they did a great job, the first responders and all that kind of stuff. But it's just, again, one of those things that when you think of trains and you think of safety, and like I said, I've ridden so many trains, I don't even blink. And yes, we know you can get killed walking across the street, but it always kind of just sort of takes my breath away when I hear about these Amtrak accidents, because knowing what it's like sitting on the train and how vulnerable you are, it's great that there were people. There were more people that survived than died in this, but even one loss is just so, so sad. Having no idea. I've thought about Amtrak trains, and the derailments of the trains are very, very rare. There have been deadly crashes though in the last couple of years. I can remember one that really stood out because I'm from Philadelphia, and I've ridden this
this area, this corridor, many times, but in 2015, an Amtrak train was traveling about 100 miles an hour, twice the speed limit. It careened off a curve in Philly. It killed 8 people and injured about 200 others. So it was speed in that case. And, of course, the National Transportation Safety Board said that they're, you know, doing their investigation. They launch what is called a go team. And so they come up with, okay, what happened here? But sad. All right, besides the Amtrak derailment in Montana, Boosters. I mean, still the conversation is about vaccinated, not vaccinated, you know, where are we headed at the tail end of this year and bouncing into next year. These conversations about boosters, companies, and what they're requiring people to do, what the government is saying, and where you're restricted from traveling. I mean, it's the never-ending story of our lives. It is. So billions more in profits, of course, are at stake for some of the vaccine people, because remember, that's the other side of this, because we're moving forward with dispensing COVID-19 booster shots for this virus, especially with the Delta variant. So that started that whole conversation. And the manufacturers will have some pretty big gains, depending on how this rollout is. Last week, there was that endorsement of booster shots of the Pfizer vaccine for Americans 65 and older, along with tens of millions of younger people who are at higher risk from the coronavirus because of health conditions or their jobs. So it's interesting to think about the other side of this, the opportunity for Pfizer, for Moderna, for some of the others that are getting into the game, Johnson & Johnson, you know. And you look at the vaccinations, and so far in the U.S., most have come from Pfizer because they were at this quick. And then Moderna, of course, would be there too. But for Pfizer, they've inoculated, I just saw the statistic, it's crazy, 99 million and 68 million people. And Johnson & Johnson is third with 14 million. So 99 for Pfizer, 68 million for Moderna, to not to confuse you. So how about that, right? And then think about this. I'm just going to give you the example, right? This is the other side of this. Moderna, which doesn't have any other products out there, none that I can find. They don't have anything else out there. They'll generate about $13 billion in profit next year from all the COVID-19 vaccine sales if the boosters are authorized. So that's the key, if the boosters are authorized. So there is a big brouhaha on the other side of the boosters. Who gains, right? Who gains from all of that? And then in the meantime, the question is still about numbers and still about ICU beds and still about what's true versus what's not true, what people in your world believe, what people are doing as far as shaming other people on all sides of this thing, by the way. This is like the biggest finger-pointing thing I've ever seen in my life, the biggest blame game ever. And I mean, I can say ever, and I've lived a lot of places in a very short amount of time, and I love the United States of America, and I love that we do have the freedom to express ourselves, and we might not disagree, we might agree, we might disagree, but we have that right, right? We're not living in China where a state-run news agency is pumping their propaganda into our ears, basically in our houses, and that's what we live with, or some other communist regime. That's the brilliance of the United States. And so many people listening in other countries would agree that have free and open society. But then that becomes the debate. Like, what are we doing to each other in some of these cases where people just lose it? They just, like, on the flights. I mean, listen, you get on a flight, like it or not, you got to wear a mask. Don't go on a flight if you can't do that. If you can do it, why hassle someone? Why put your family in that situation? Why get fined thousands of dollars? Because it does nothing. It does nothing. It doesn't turn you into any kind of a hero. In fact, it's the opposite. So protesting it is fine. Protesting it that way, when they're not changing it, it's their policy, and they have the right to have that policy, forget about it. Let it go. I mean, every day I'm reading crazy things about people getting on no-fly lists that I think, did they have too much to drink? Did they just think this was going to be their
their moment in the sun. They were going to have the great stand here. This is where they chose to really stand and take the hill. No. All right, so speaking of the back and forth of whether to be vaccinated or not and who's saying you can't come in if you're not vaccinated, a vaccine mandate really kind of messed up a state fair. In fact, it's one that I've been to in my life a couple of times because I used to live in Albuquerque. So the New Mexico State Fair, you know, typical fairs like all of you have been to, right? The Midways, the funnel cakes, the turkey legs, all that stuff, the farm animals, the rides, etc. And Albuquerque has a pretty big draw, I would say, fair. Maybe not the biggest in the country, but pretty big. People come from all over the place, take children, grandchildren, friends, whatever, to do the latest and greatest at whatever the state fair has to offer. But because of the vaccine mandates and the whole public places, large spaces and events, and so ticket takers and greeters now suddenly, this is the part that I think is the worst. You're a ticket taker. You're just somebody making barely minimum wage. And you're in the role of being the enforcer. So you have to stand there and people have to show vaccine passports. And then they argue with you and they don't have vaccine passports. And then there's the back and forth of that. And it's just some kid or somebody that's standing there taking these tickets. And they're the frontline person. And some of the events that are there, they're requiring vaccination because of the Delta variant. And they're not taking that risk. So that's what's happening. And it's not just at the New Mexico State Fair. It's at other places where it's not the person, you know, it's not the CEO or the person running the whole thing, running the show. Of course it's not. It's the people that are just opening the gates, basically. Right? Now, the interesting thing is, so lots of people know this ahead of time, and so they just comply with it, no biggie. And then you have the dust-ups that happen, and especially at a state fair, right? Because at a state fair, people want to go. They're not thinking about that. And this was a public health order from the governor, Michelle Lujan, you know, Grisham, who required all attendees to provide proof of vaccines or present a negative coronavirus test result, and they had to have that or they weren't going to get in. So there were definitely some dust-ups as far as that's concerned, because that's happening. And I think this is something that's going to continue to pull people apart. I'm not going out on a limb saying that. We all know it, people. Just be kind. If you can be kind, be kind. All right. Thanks so much for listening to this version of the show. Make it count, everybody.
You're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.